righty, guys, we'll start in the front here with second row with Patrick Murphy.
Ryan, kind of a snake start offensively, just to say, do a little red zone, just kind of think general thoughts on the offense in this one.
Yeah, the first drive was a field goal. Was the second drive the touchdown? Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if it's a slow start. I mean, a slow start would probably be 2-3 and outs. I feel like, you know, we did start fast. We didn't quite convert down there the first drive, but I thought on the road it was a good first drive. We always want to score touchdowns, but sort of set the tone, some physicality, and then we came right back down and scored on the next drive. So I thought that was good. We kicked the field goal again, and then we hit another touchdown. So, you know, to be, you know, 20-3 going into halftime against, you know, a good opponent. And, you know, we all know that, you know, coming to a noon kickoff, you know, in conference against a very good team, 11 a.m. kickoff, we all know the concern is that, you know, you show up and you don't have a lot of energy. I don't think that was the case at all. I thought we did come in with good energy. I liked the way we played early, quite honestly. Was it all perfect? No, but they're a good team. That's kind of how it goes. And we all expect perfection, including me. But and I thought we played well there, you know, towards the end of the third, end of the fourth. And then we took our foot off the pedal a little bit and lost our focus. But it's a good sign when you have to go into a locker room after a win like this and kind of, you know, make sure everybody understands what a great win it was, because I think we all felt like we left a little bit on the field. But but all that being said, I thought the effort was excellent. And, you know, I like the look in our eye. Defense created a bunch of turnovers, which when that happens, the chances of winning are going to be, you know, obviously in our favor. And then it feels like, you know, on offense, when the ball's, you know, in plus territory the majority of the day like that, you know, certainly good things are going to happen. I did feel like we were in control of the game and, again, put our, you know, kind of lost our focus at the end. But a good win on the road against a team that we have a lot of respect for. Yeah, he could have kept playing. Yeah. Well, the thing that was tricky was it's a good thing, but we were in plus territory a lot. It's hard to be explosive as you get into, you know, the plus 25 area, because as you know, the field gets pulled down. And then you know, when we were a little bit towards midfield, they were playing it a little bit more coverage. And again, that goes back to the unselfishness of our team and understanding what needs to get done. And there's a lot of plays that we're going to want back, but I thought there was a lot of good physical runs down there where we had to, we punched the ball in, and like you said, did what we had to do to win the game. That's the bottom line.
Over here, Austin Wood. Glad you had to scramble a little bit there without Lorenzo. What do you think? Jermaine seemed like he played a lot of it.
Yeah.
Out of hand on two balls there for turnovers, and then Devin had some snaps to go learn from and get from. What did you make of that outing back
then? I think the first thing is, you know, the only way to grow is to you know, go through experiences like that. And, you know, he's right there. So the coverage is good, and he's only going to get better with his experience, and you have to play through that. But for Jermaine to move inside the way he did, says a lot about his preparation, because it's one thing to go do it when you're it's one thing to go through a walkthrough, it's another thing to go through practice, but when you're now a nickel and you have to now fit the run, you have to, you know, hit the blitzes, the coverage, everything happens a little bit faster when you get closer to the ball. And so for him to be able to do that and play the way he did says a lot about his preparation, but also give credit to Tim Walton and the work that they did during the week. That was well done. You know, hopefully we can get Lorenzo back for next week, but depth is going to get challenged. And we've talked a lot about this, is when you have multiple guys who can play multiple positions, that's creating depth. You know, good sign for Jermaine. Yeah, I think we're running physical. You know, we'll look and see if there are some things that, you know, if there was more there, because, you know, we always want to, you know, gain 8-9 yards a carry. When you get tight in the red zone, some of those, the expectations of those aren't going to be four more, but we want to be four more in every run, you know, outside of the 10-yard line. And, you know, we need to go and look to see, is it a blocking issue? Is there a personnel issue? Are we blocking and then, you know, just getting what we block for? We got to look at all those things. But I thought the offensive line was moving people today. When I watched the iPad, I'll have to go back and watch the film. I mean, we were moving the line of scrimmage. There were some blocks that we lost across the board, and then got to figure out if making sure that the runs are hitting exactly right, because some did, but others, I thought maybe there was more there that we need to figure out why that is.
Ryan, through the first half of the season, what have you learned about this group, especially guys that are either new or in bigger roles on both sides?
Well, one thing is, you know, we keep pushing them about being consistent in their approach, and so far we've got that. But it's a long road. We're only halfway through the season. I think the guys who we didn't know about going into the season, they've now proven that they belong. Okay, now what do we want this team to look like as we continue to grow and build? So that's all been good. And they're competitive. They're edgy. They like these type of environments. And you know, they want to be great, and they expect to be great. They expect to win all the time. And as much as I was on them about growing up and maturing, you are seeing a pretty mature group. I mean, they're starting to learn really what it takes, and they're pulling for each other. And I think the last thing is, and this is going to be a challenge for every team in the country, including ours, is just as time goes on, everyone has expectations when they come into a game. When they're not met, it's easy to start pulling in different directions, and that selfishness. And I think our guys are very unselfish. I think they're coming together as a team, and that's going to be one of the things that we have to make sure is an advantage for us. Yeah. Oh yeah, Jeremiah is. I can't say enough about him, about Carnell. In a game like this, we found ourselves down in there a lot and ran the ball a lot, and they're into it just like everybody else. I mean, they want it to look like last week every week. But when you have a team that understands what needs to get done, that's when you have a chance to be special. And he's a tough player. On that play, you know, we had an opportunity to really have an X play, and we actually had two guys there to block one. It didn't happen, and so he ended up taking a shot that we don't want to see happen. But he was able to recover. He's a tough player.
All right, folks, thank you very much.
All right, guys, thanks.